Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, June 1st. The COVID-19 pandemic changed a lot in how we work, how we do business, and especially how we approach healthcare. I'm talking specifically about the rise of telehealth. Virtual healthcare was certainly a thing prior to 2020. 76% of U.S. hospitals used some form of telemedicine in 2018, according to a report in the National Library of Medicine. But in the first 3 months after the pandemic began in 2020, telemedicine encounters increased 760%, according to that same report. That's a huge jump, and you know it makes sense. Healthcare providers were looking to cut down on face-to-face interactions, and many realized they could provide a high level of care through a screen. Now that the pandemic is largely in the rearview mirror, telemedicine has established itself as a viable option for healthcare. And just as telemedicine for humans has taken off, so too has telemedicine for our furry friends. Yes, in-person vet visits may soon become a relic of a past era. Now allow me to explain. Last week, Walmart signed a big deal with a company called PAWP, that's P-A-W-P. Founded in 2019 as a low-cost alternative to pet insurance, PAWP now calls itself a digital pet clinic. For an annual membership fee that starts at $99, pet owners can text, call, or video chat with providers that are available 24/7. It's cheaper than an average walk-in visit to a vet clinic. And these days, well, cheap is the holy grail. As inflation takes its toll on everything from grocery bills to gas, pet owners are looking for ways to save money on their animals' health care. Walmart knows that, hence the PAWP partnership. As part of the deal, Walmart Plus subscribers will get access to PAWP for a year. PAWP may have gotten a big win with its Walmart partnership, but the pet telehealth industry is only getting tighter. Both Chewy and Petco have expanded their pet health care verticals. Both companies' March earning reports made it clear that while goods like leashes and food bowls were trending downward, pet health care was the driving force for sales. Kind of makes sense, too, that slice of the market has high margins and, well, pets aren't going to be 100% healthy 100% of the time, right? So there'll always be a need for qualified health care. While Petco has built out its brick-and-mortar vet clinics, it hasn't bet big on telehealth yet. But Chewy certainly has, growing its Connect with a Vet program, which it rolled out 2 years ago. Chewy CEO Sumit Singh called it, quote, "the singular most scaled telehealth platform in the market today," end quote. But there is one issue, and it's a hurdle for both Chewy and PAWP. It's a regulation known as the Veterinary Client-Patient Relationship, or VCPR. You see, most states currently forbid vets from diagnosing conditions or prescribing medications until they meet their animal patient in person and perform a physical exam, according to CNBC. And, well, rendering that in-person visit unnecessary is exactly what platforms like Chewy and PAWP are trying to do. You won't be surprised to learn, then, that Chewy is a major funder of an advocacy group that's pushing for changes to VCPR regulations. This past January, Chewy confirmed that its virtual vets don't diagnose animals or prescribe medications. PAWPs do, though, in states where it's legal, and both companies have faced criticism from longtime vets who worry that virtual care could be harmful to pets. You know, you might say the pet telehealth space is shaping up to be a, wait for it, catfight. And we'll have to wait and see who comes out as top dog. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.